As many of you know, Julian Assange was arrested and dragged out of the Ecuadorian embassy on April 11th. According to the official Defend WikiLeaks website, they state, Julian Assange has been arrested in violation of international law as Ecuador has illegally terminated his political asylum. The Ecuadorian ambassador invited British police into the embassy this morning, and Assange was immediately arrested. According to the New York Times, the United States has charged WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange with one count of conspiracy to hack a computer related to his role in the 2010 release of reams of secret American documents, according to an indictment unsealed Thursday, just hours after British authorities arrested him in London. Many noticed Assange shown with the book Gore Vidal, History of the National Security State. Gore Vidal has been known to state, the people have no voice because they have no information. He has railed against the state of the modern media. It could be useful to tell them actually what happens around the world. So maybe Julian was sending a message. Regardless, Julian Assange is facing a maximum of 5 years in prison for these charges. Assange isn't charged with actually hacking into American government networks. Instead, he's accused of helping Chelsea Manning with password cracking tools and techniques. Specifically, the U.S. alleged Assange spoke with Manning over the encrypted chat service Jabber, providing advice on how to crack passwords to access a secret internet protocol network. That's where classified Department of Defense files were stored. Assange is accused of encouraging Manning to provide such documents. Manning, a former intelligence analyst, served 7 years in jail for leaking sensitive diplomatic cables and military reports relating to U.S. operations in Iraq, Afghanistan, and Guantanamo Bay detainees. Many people believe Assange will not only be extradited, but will also receive the maximum 5 years in prison for the hacking charges filed against him. The U.S. government has shown no mercy to others in this circumstance, and arguably will do whatever it takes to prove their case. And you can read between the lines here on what I'm saying. That being said, will this backfire on the United States deep state? Julian Assange is receiving worldwide support. Ben Weisner, the ACLU's Speech Privacy and Technology Project, just released a statement. Any prosecution by the United States of Mr. Assange for WikiLeaks publishing operations would be unprecedented and unconstitutional and would open the door to criminal investigations of other news organizations. Moreover, prosecuting a foreign publisher for violating U.S. secrecy laws would set an especially dangerous precedent for the U.S. journalists who routinely violate foreign security laws to deliver information vital to the public's interest. He also just made a response to the unsealed indictment, where he added, criminally prosecuting a publisher for the publication of truthful information will be a first in American history and unconstitutional. The government did not cross that Rubicon with today's indictment, but the worst case scenario cannot be ruled out. We have no assurance that these are the only charges the government plans to bring against Mr. Assange. Further, while there is no First Amendment right to crack a government password, this indictment characterizes as part of a criminal conspiracy the routine and protected activities journalists often engage in as part of their daily jobs, such as encouraging a source to provide more information. Given President Trump's and his administration's well-documented attacks on the freedom of the press, such characteristics are especially worrisome. Twitter has also been lighting up. Jeremy Corbyn, leader of the Labour Party in Britain. The extradition of Julian Assange to the U.S. for exposing evidence of atrocities in Iraq and Afghanistan should be opposed by the British government. The president of Bolivia, Evo Morales, says that Assange is being persecuted by the U.S. for revealing civilian murders. He also released a short video with his support. Chelsea Manning released a statement from his legal team right after the unsealed indictment was revealed. Chelsea's legal team responds to today's unsealed indictment. This is further evidence that the government's continued imprisonment of Chelsea for her principal stance against grand secrecy is punitive, cruel, and unnecessary. This looks to me that they will not have a cooperating witness with Chelsea Manning, but we will see. Edward Snowden also chimed in. Important background for journalists covering the arrest of Julian Assange by Ecuador. The United Nations formally ruled his detention to be arbitrary, a violation of human rights. They've repeatedly issued statements calling for him to walk free, including very recently. But the deep state is uniting, which you would expect. Meghan McCain, I hope he rots in hell. Hillary Clinton, Assange must answer for what he has done. Not sure why she's not answering for what she has done and all of her crimes. Chuck Schumer, now that Julian Assange has been arrested, I hope he will soon be held to account for his meddling in our elections on behalf of Putin and the Russian government. Schumer goes back to the laughable Russian meddling narrative, and he should be held account for the treasonous coup against the president, which I'm sure he was involved with heavily. I believe Glenn Greenwald sums the situation up very well. The only two times I can remember establishment liberals like Hillary Clinton and Schumer united with and cheering the Trump admin is when A, he bombed Syria, and B, they indicted Assange. He also goes on to state that Schumer also cheered moving embassy to Jerusalem. That says a lot about their values. Perhaps the best summary is Christine Assange's tweet, which states, Julian has been multi-awarded for courageous journalism exposing high-level crimes and corruption. Watch who comes out to defend and protect Julian and who turns their back on him, smears him, and supports his prosecution. Vote for those who have nothing to hide. Patrons can see the full indictment on my Patreon. The link is below. Thank you for watching, and please support Julian Assange, freedom of speech, and peace in this amazing time in our history.